Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm happy to announce that I have a brand new single. It's just been released in Britain. And it's a song I'm very proud of because it was the first song I ever wrote that became a hit. It was my first number one. And the United Nations has declared 1975 to be International Women's Year. And they have chosen this song as their theme.
I think you know the one I mean.
Numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, and no one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh yeah, I am wise, but it's wisdom gonna pay. Yes, I pay the price.
Performance. So here's the scoop on that. Why I Am Woman? Because you believe it? There's going to be a woman on the $10 bill. Seriously. Cannot make this stuff up. Yeah. There's going to be a woman on the bill. So this is the first time that that's happened. There's a big change in the currency. And what woman is going to be on the $10 bill? Does anybody have any guesses? Well, actually, the Treasury Secretary is asking us all for help on designing the bill. You can go to the Treasury Department's website if you want to throw in your $10 point of view and help them design this new piece of currency. You know, in a world of change, this sounds really funny, but didn't you get used to certain things with money? I've been to so many of these mints, and it's going to be wild to have a new $10 bill, I think. It is. And who is the woman that's going to be on the $10 bill? They just are saying it's going to be a woman. That's the deal. So it's like a big tease. Who is the woman that's going to be on the $10 bill? Of all the women you could possibly put, you know it's going to be someone from history, right? And in fact, I think the name has been leaked, but I bet none of you know who that is. If you do, I want to see. If somebody comes up with it and we know and we can verify it, I will give you a copy of my book, A Level the Playing Field. You can send me that at americatonight.net, or you can jingle these numbers, 855-266-5283. They're hijacking our currency. And this time, putting a woman on the $10 bill, saying that was a unanimous kind of a decision that was floated around, and voila, that's what started the plan, started the idea of let's do this thing, and let's get some input on the design of it from anyone in the United States who wants to send a suggestion or send a drawing or any of that kind of stuff, getting everyone involved in the redesign. Sadly, this is a terrible way to seg into this, but there was a shooting at a church on Wednesday night, not just a shooting that killed 9 people. So 9 people were involved in a Bible study at one of the oldest churches in Charleston, a very prominent African-American church, one that had been in the community for a long time, and one person was wounded as well. They're searching for the trigger man who just came in and opened fire, and he's described as a white guy who had a sweatshirt and was kind of medium build, and so now there is an all points out on finding this person, of course. But what makes somebody do that? What makes somebody flip out that much that they go into a church on a Wednesday night, knowing that people are in the church and they're there, they're captive audience. What are they going to do? And they're just sitting ducks because that's what they were. They're not expecting that. Boom, you come in, and then the next thing you know, that's it. Yeah, everybody's ducking for cover, in which people were. There was one person injured, as I mentioned, and there's nowhere to go. I mean, there's nowhere to go except for just to try to dodge the bullets. And they say, by the way, the bodies were, you could tell, and of course you could tell that they were trying to do it. But just terrible. It'd be awful. First of all, it'd be awful to go to that scene. It'd be awful to have to call those families and say, you know, the worst thing you can imagine, I don't know how to tell you this, but so-and-so is gone, and why? They were at church, not in a car accident, not some other strange thing, but somebody came in with a gun. So there's got to be a lot of really tough things happening as a result of this. And that investigation and trying to find, really to find the scumbag, I don't know how to put it other than that, that did this, to find him and put some of those fears to rest that somebody's out there running around in Charleston or beyond Charleston, I guess is task number one, and notifying families and doing, you know, processing the bodies and taking care of the church at this point. But of all the places and all the things to happen, you know, these public shootings, and in a place of worship, whatever the place of worship is, boy, oh boy, you are asking for some bad karmic response to doing something like that. Mm. Where people are just defenseless. They're defenseless, shocked, not thinking this is going to happen in Charleston, South Carolina on this particular night. We're at Bible study, boom, and someone comes in. My, oh, my. Oh, I so feel for those people. Can't imagine. And can't imagine the chaos that would have ensued in trying to help people, cover, do whatever you can when that moment happens. Because there is no great defense for that. And it would depend on where you were at the time. Maybe it was somebody, you know, somebody had walked out of the church and had just left. Maybe somebody didn't make it that night. You know, that's the game and the kind of jumping jacks people play with themselves in their mind when they try to process something that just makes absolutely no sense. That's what happens. That you go back and forth and think of the what if I hadn't been here? What a coulda, shoulda, you know, that kind of thing. Coming up on this version of America Tonight, we're going to talk about a little slice of history, a significant document that just celebrated its 800th birthday. Also, what's trending on Twitter? Stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away.
What's it like in Washington when 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue gets together with the Republicans on the Hill? It's shocking is what it is, right? It's not a goodbye party for the Prez. Instead, it's the Prez leading Republicans, mounting part of that rescue effort on trade. So he's in bed with the Republicans, vice versa. Shocking in a sense, right? Because supposedly nothing was ever going to get done. So the bottom line is this. The Prez and the GOP, at least a lot of the heavy hitters, are hooking up for a bipartisan rescue on the trade agenda. Pretty much, it was left on the floor in the House last week. The Democrats bailed on the president, so he went to the Republicans. Typical, right? My own party won't help me, so I'm going to turn to the others. And he turned to the others, and he's been seducing them, having all kinds of conversations at the White House, etc. So the bottom line is the Republican measure would include package of aid for workers who lose their jobs because of the exports that would be separated from the trade bill and passed under the plan worked out in the last couple days. So that means if you get jammed and you lose your job, oh, they're going to pay you some money and then train you for something else. So you had Mitch McConnell and the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, who both issued statements pledging their commitment that the Trade Promotion Authority and the Trade Adjustment Assistance Bills, because they've been broken out, will get votes in both chambers. And so at the White House, the president was meeting with some pro-trade Dems to try and firm up their support for the whole idea of the rescue strategy. Boy, this went fast. Because there was 28 Democrats voted with Republicans last week to grant the Prez the enhanced negotiating authority. But the bill was derailed when most of the Democrats voted against the package. Voted against the package of aid for displaced workers in hopes of rejecting the entire trade package. So there's more than one way to skin a cat, right? That's what they found out here. Okay, we'll figure out another way to do this. And how are we going to do it? We're going to get the Republicans on our side who are buying this, and that's the strategy. The strategy is we'll just turn it around. So if we do it together, then I can say this is a bipartisan effort, and it looks that much better. Brian Williams is getting a lifeline. So much was talked about with Brian Williams, memes everywhere, jokes everywhere. I pulled a Brian Williams, people making up stories and saying, just like Brian Williams. So he's not going to be the nightly news anchor. We know that, but it looks like he's going to have some other role, breaking news in MSNBC and a whole bunch of other things. But he won't be back in the anchor chair, a different kind of news role. So the negotiations are still ongoing, but they feel really confident about it. Because then the other part of it is, he has a $50 million contract with NBC. So how much of that changes or stays, or I mean, that's the kind of stuff that they got to figure out. Where can they put them, and how tricky is it to get around the amount that the contract is for? Because no RPG, that's the thing that really sank him. No RPG ever went through a helicopter that he was flying in, and that would be shocking. That you're in the sky, I'm in the sky, I'm embedded with soldiers, I'm scared out of my mind, I'm in a helicopter, I know they could paint the target any minute, and an RPG goes through the helicopter? Oh, are you kidding me? I'm writing a book. If I survive that. So there's no way you don't remember it, misremember it, whatever it was, but that's water under the bridge. The question is, I guess, they made the right decision, and I think they did, in not putting him back in the anchor chair, and it's one of those, what do they call them, first world problems? Are we really that upset about it? If I'm in California, I'll tell you what I'm upset about. I'm upset about what they're doing with these drastic measures, and I'm saying to Jerry Brown, really? Are you kidding me? So we knew these things were happening, but we just decided we'll bury our head in the sand and use that strategy that I think works so well, hope. When are people going to learn that hope is not a strategy? Oh, I hope I win the lottery. I hope I win the lottery. Oh, I hope we get rain. I hope we get rain. So what are they doing? They're going to cut off water. They're saying they're going to cut off water to supply to some towns because the people are ignoring warnings and it doesn't matter. They don't care. So what are they going to do? And this is Northern California. I mean, it's brutal. They're trying to do what they can to come up with alternatives. But the State Water Resources Control Board said that they're suspending water access for 114 senior rights holders in some of these areas that are so hard hit. You know, there's a community about an hour east of San Francisco, and they are days away from running out of water. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine getting the notice? Hey, in a few days, we're probably going to be out of water. What? How does that happen? It's happening. It's happening, folks. An hour outside of San Francisco. And they had one supplier, and that supplier was one of the senior rights holders put on notice heading into the weekend. And they say more hardship could be coming. You know, that there's notices for watersheds and blah, 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 on and on. This is the first time since the drought began that senior rights or water rights established after 1903 and before 1914 have been curtailed. And it hasn't happened since the late 70s. So there are a lot of people who are not happy about that. A lot of people getting the shutoff announcements. Just crazy. What do? You get the shutoff announcement, you gotta do something about it. you gotta shut it off. What are you gonna do? I mean, you gotta find some other source is what you have to do. And you know, I'll tell you what, these people who stored water, but you can only store so much. But they're feeling pretty good right now. I think they're feeling pretty good. But they're sending out 5,000 curtailment notices, and they think there's even more to come. Because if you break down the rights holders, that kind of thing. Remember, it was just in April that the governor mandated that cities and towns cut water by 25% as of June 1st. And the records show residents have used less water, but not enough to meet the mandatory cuts and the deadline. So now they got a $1,000 a day fine, $2,500 per acre foot of water that's diverted. And then the rights established before 1903 have yet to be really impacted. But California is feeling it. Oh, they are feeling it. Big time. Because the farmers are facing a cutoff. After the drought, what are they going to do? If you have no water, you have no water. If the city's in danger of running out of water, again, you can't divine it. So that's not going to happen, and hope isn't a strategy. But my question is, why didn't they take action sooner? Why wasn't this something that was top on the priority list? For goodness sake, people have to drink water. They need it for the crops, everything else. And just to let it get to this point where it's ridiculous and now we got to backpedal and save everyone. Certainly there could have been some other things that could have been done that were not done that easily could have been in place if they had jumped on it when the problems started instead of when it was too late for them to do that. You can't backtrack on it. They need rain. So the gardeners are saying that their industry is pretty much drying up because of this drought that keeps going on and on and on and on and on. And the tables are so low and the groundwater is so depleted that even in trying to fill it up, oh, disastrous. Disastrous. And that's why those fines are in place. Oh, my. Anybody come up with the woman who will be on the new $10 bill? Bye-bye, Alexander Hamilton. You'll have to find a new home. It won't be on our $10 bills. Any guesses as to who it might be? We're talking about another very old, old document coming up next on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tonight. Very excited about our next guest. He's been on with us several times throughout the year. He's just terrific. Avi Davis, he's the president of the American Freedom Alliance and the editor of the Intermediate Zone. His work, of course, is all over the place. I think the first time I saw something where Avi was even quoted was maybe when I was in L.A. with Los Angeles Times. But you get it. He knows what he's doing. He's rocking it. So the Magna Carta, just going through the 800th anniversary of this document. I had somebody say to me the other day, I don't really understand the Magna Carta. I can remember in history class how it was so emphasized, but I grew outside of Philadelphia and I started thinking, I don't know, maybe everybody's not celebrating or recognizing the Magna Carta for the significant document that it is. Avi knows all about this. They just had a big celebration, if you will, of it. You know, looking at the documents, et cetera, in Los Angeles, as a matter of fact. Avi, thanks so much, as always, for coming on the show.
That's great. It's good to be back with you.
So there's that question. What is the significance of the Magna Carta?
Well, as you rightly stated, we are at an 800-year anniversary mark for the signing of this document. It was signed by King John, who was the direct successor to Richard the Lionheart, his brother, in England in the 13th century. And at the beginning of the 13th century, the barons in England, who are the Norman barons, who had come over with the Norman conquest in 1066, had had enough of the tyranny of the king, who had basically exercised his feudal rights to take away property, to tax without any kind of consultation with his subjects, to force some of his subjects to marry against their will. And they had said that this is enough, and they forced the king to sign what essentially was a contract between themselves and the monarch, describing a series of rites. Now, if we look back at Magna Carta, look at the translation, you see a lot of things in it that seem to be rather trivial, like the setting of fish traps in the Thames and Warner's rites in the King's Forests. But if you look beyond that, okay, you see the first rudiments of things that we take for granted today, such things as due process, equality before the law, habeas corpus, the right to a trial by a jury. These are things that are embedded in our civilizational outlook and were first codified in the Magna Carta. That's where they have their origins, their written origins. Of course, many of these things go back centuries even before King John. However, this was the first time where the king's power, the king was put on notice, I should say, that he was subject to the law, that he couldn't make the law himself, that the law reigned above him. And this is a fundamental principle of our own republic here in the United States. The Constitution stands above the president. The president doesn't stand above the Constitution. And this fundamental idea began with the Magna Carta. It then became an element in English law. These were rights that Englishmen carried with them around the globe and basically pollinated the Anglosphere, the English-speaking countries around the world, with this idea, and it gave rise to the United States of America. And so we have tremendous amounts to celebrate, and we just held a big conference here, international conference, with a number of world leaders to explore the Magna Carta and its ramifications and to call upon the world to recognize its significance.
Yeah, having that conference and coming away with the ramifications of the document, I bet you, for you, I bet with all those different people, those minds getting together, what was the biggest takeaway you had from the conference?
Actually, we had a declaration that we drafted to which all of the speakers, and it's a very interesting group because they're not all the same political persuasion. Some are conservatives, some are libertarians, some are liberals. But we came away with a declaration which all agreed to, and that was that without the subscription to the values enshrined in the Magna Carta, freedom itself will not survive. That is the basic takeaway, that we have to go back to basic principles in understanding the foundations of our own culture and our own civilization in order, and we have to reissue the Magna Carta in our own minds and in our own times, in not the actual Magna Carta, but, you know, the idea that, you know, liberty is not something that is natural to the human condition. And that we stand in a unique place in history, in human history, having the freedoms and liberties that we do. And we have to appreciate that. And we have to appreciate the 800 years struggle for human liberty that our ancestors went through in order to give us the rights we have today. I think this is the most important aspect of the conference and something that we wanted to emphasize.
Yeah, the 800 years. Think about that. 800, that's absolutely amazing. And again, it shows that the people putting together the Magna Carta probably, yeah, I wonder, and I don't know the answer to this, you might know this, how long do you think it took to pull that incredible document together?
Well, the document was probably pulled together pretty quickly because the grievances had been percolating for years. I mean, it was written by Archbishop Stephen Langton, who was an appointee of the Pope, and the Pope and King John had been at loggerheads for quite some time. And there's a whole historical circumstance to the actual emergence of the Magna Carta. But the Magna Carta itself, I mean, the ideas of it really had come up through the centuries. Many people don't realize is that the rights that we have today actually antedate King John by about 800 years.
Wow.
The Anglo-Saxons, the Anglo-Saxon tribes, not in England, but in Germany, where they originated, the Anglo-Saxons and the Jutes and those who would one day populate England, had systems parliamentary systems. The king was only the first amongst equals, and that is a fundamental principle of all republics today, that we elect somebody who is our leader, but not who stands above us and does not stand above the law. And this is an Anglo-Saxon concept, and it was anti-Norman, actually. The Normans had invaded England in 1066 and dominated the country, but they hadn't destroyed the Anglo-Saxon culture, which predominated and eventually came to dominate the world.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, talking about the Normans, talking about what happened from after 1066 forward, and then, of course, the founding of the United States. They were smart enough, right, the founding fathers in the U.S., to adopt, really, the tenets of the Magna Carta, for sure.
They were. In fact, the colonists in the 1770s, in rebelling against the British Crown, were doing so not as Americans, per se, but as British subjects. They saw themselves as British freemen who had the same rights as their fellows who lived on the island kingdom of England, in the United Kingdom. So it's a very important point to remember that, you know, the rights of Englishmen were regarded as sacred, and that these rights were carried by the pilgrims to the New World in the 17th century, in the beginning of the 17th century. They were carried by the convicts to Australia, where I was born, and they were also carried by merchant seamen, where they plied their trade through the Pacific, Indian, and Atlantic oceans. This was a idea that Englishmen felt that they could share with the rest of the world, and it came to dominate the world. We would not have universal human rights without the Magna Carta and without the English commitment to those principles and ideals.
Yeah, so I guess in wrapping this up, having more conferences or making people more aware, I guess, of the significance I mentioned, and this is true. I was a big fan of history even as a kid, and I think I credit that to my family, probably Avi, and growing up in Philadelphia and how much it was talked about and discovering what happened in the past and whatnot. So I was very familiar with it, but if I throw that on the air, which I will do tonight, I guarantee that I probably couldn't get people to name maybe three or four of the rights that come from the Magna Carta, and that's too bad. So is that part of the purpose of your conference that you just held, was to let's raise the awareness of this thing?
Absolutely, Kate. It's a fundamental purpose of the conference. We have a great deal of material coming out about the conference right now, including footage of the panels, which were scintillating, absolutely astonishing. Mm. Personally, so much. We have also on our website for the conference, we have a whole recommended reading list for people to go to. You can access that at the AmericanFreedomAlliance.org and then go into the conference subsite, the Magna Carta conference subsite, and there you'll see recommended readings of fantastic books that really elucidate this connection that we have to the Magna Carta, and including books by Alan McFarlane and James Bennett and Daniel Hannan, who wrote a fantastic book called Inventing Freedom, I recommend to all of your listeners. Anyway, it's been a wonderful experience for me because I've learned so much in this process.
All right, I love it. Avi Davis, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. It was great to be with you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello, Twitter bird. Tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Any little thing will do.
Every little tweet's a winner. You can do it too.
Yes, tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Everyone will know what's new.
Tweet a little tweet. It's up to you. In 140 characters, I'll tell you what I eat.
On Twitter, I post random artsy pictures of my feet. I'm staying up to date with friends while walking down the street.
Yeah, Twitter's pretty sweet.
I'm literally Twittering. My life is now complete. It's literary littering with every single tweet. You think that you're so cool, retweeting things like tool. You're all a bunch of fools.
Hashtag nature.
Tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Every little thing you do.
Every single tweet's a winner. You can do it too.
Just tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Everyone will know what's new. Tweet a little tweet. It's up to you.
Now get your popcorn out. Let's watch the let's go head to head.
I read that Gaga's friendship with Perez is all but dead.
Let me tell you this. Why go to live events and read your Twitter feed instead?
So you can stay in bed.
But Twitter isn't just for petty things. Don't be misled.
Time for
the Arab Spring to grow.
Tweet this. What's trending on Twitter? Here's what's trending on Twitter. Charleston. 9 dead at a black church. Terrible, terrible stuff. The Charleston police chief says, I do believe this is a hate crime. And as of 1 a.m. Eastern, Charleston police say the 9 people were killed at this historic black church for sure in what is a hate crime. So this from Roma Downey. You know Roma Downey, actress, big Christian believer. She says, my heart aches. It's so tragic, and I don't understand. Shooting people in a church while praying? My prayers are with y'all in Charleston. Boy, I could not agree more with that. Rachel Dratch says, so exhausted by the jarring yet familiar feeling of turning on the news only to see yet another mass shooting. She's a comedian who was on Saturday Night Live. Luke Russert says, again, description of the shooting suspect in Charleston and the shooting, and he put that on his Twitter, a white male, about 21 years old, gray sweatshirt, blue jeans, Timberland boots, clean shaven, and my oh my, they're telling people to call 911. Also this, Chase Matter, governor says, we'll never understand what motivates. We'll never understand what motivates. Boy, isn't that the truth. Then this one, too, another one. This one from Shannon, who says, another horrific U.S. shooting. It's not too soon to discuss gun violence for victims. It's too late. See, that's the issue that will always come up. And, you know, then the other side is, and there's somebody writing that, what if some people had been armed? So what if some people had been armed? And then there's this one that says, from the BBC, man sought over Charleston church shooting, police in South Carolina say, but no confirmation of the casualties, although it looks like 9. So they obviously they know that now, what the deal is. But just absolutely terrible, terrible stuff. And that's one of the biggest things trending on Twitter, meaning when people put hashtags, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about what happened in this church shooting, which is, again, absolutely terrible in this historic church. The fact is, you know, the bottom line is this. People were praying. They're praying on a Wednesday night at Bible study. They should not be fearing for their life. And it's a despicable, unspeakable act for someone to, you know, come in and do that. It just is. Jeff in Ferguson. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing pretty good. I was watching the news tonight about this, and I was pretty much thinking it probably was racism related until I happened to find out on the news that the pastor was a state senator.
Yeah, so maybe that he was he was the target.
So,
you're saying?
So assuming this for this discussion here. Assuming it was racism related, out of all the African American denomination churches in that area, the government just happened to pick the one where the pastor was a state senator.
Yeah, why is that? Yeah,
and
I don't know. It's odd.
And how did they get this guy's age out so fast? But they don't know his name.
Right, so you're going with the conspiracy thing, thinking that this is there's something deeper here,
I'm willing to accept the possibility was that racism, hate type thing, but you also can't ignore the fact that the pastor that the church where the gunman chose just happened to be a state senator. You can't ignore that either.
Yeah. I don't know, that's interesting, Jeff. I wonder, does anyone else think thanks for the call, does anyone else think that there's something more nefarious there that played into it? Is it a hate crime, racism, somebody that's just is out of his mind and decided, okay, I'm picking this church, seems odd. I think there's more to it than that, frankly. That's why they said hate crime right away. If you have any thoughts, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I think that obviously the shooter knew that they were there for, there were people in the church, that there were, Wednesday night is traditionally a night of Bible study, so that would be easy to figure out, but to me, it smacks of this was a targeted thing. This wasn't so random. I mean, targeted in the sense that okay, I know where I'm going. I'm going over here and I'm going to do this. Not, I know I'm going to this black church. It's this black church that is a prominent black church. It's a historic site in Charleston. I'm going there. Not, I'm walking down the street, I'm furious, I just happen to pick this place. It is terrible, undescribable, despicable. I can, you know, think of a million adjectives to use. There are no great words really to describe this. There is just no way, there's nothing, we can't wave a magic wand and change what happened, but certainly we don't have to tolerate that. And there have to be ways to, that was the whole idea of the whole hate crime thing. When it is warranted, then there's a great reason why that's in place. If that's what it is, then that person should be slammed with this, and they've got to get to that person first. So that's the, that's the key thing, is capturing the guy who's responsible, and then moving from there. But there's no question that this this is a terrible, terrible day and night for the people in Charleston to have to just have to deal with this. There's one thing I in the trending thing, a guy named Michael Holdsworth wrote, "The Charleston shooting shows that the problem with the world isn't certain races, it's humanity. It's humanity." Mm. And then another person tweets, "The most dastardly act that one can possibly imagine." Boy, I so agree with that. In a place where people are just worshiping. Are you kidding? I mean, just awful. And you look at, and I've seen pictures and video from it, and it's, it's awful. It's had to be awful for those people inside. And, it does make you furious. It does make you look at this and say, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So I hope they find this gunman, and I hope they find him fast. They have an APB out, of course. They're looking every possible place they can, but who knows? He could have had some kind of getaway planned, and he may be far, far, far away from the city of Charleston. That wouldn't be such a far-fetched thing if that was the case. There were other things trending on Twitter, but that was what was getting certainly the most, I think, the most ink of all. There were still some people that were tweeting about the Golden State Warriors and then also tweeting for their favorite basketball teams. One tweet I did like, the Golden State Warriors, because let's end on a happy note. They had pictures of the guys with the Larry O'Brien trophy coming off the plane and said, joining the Dubs on today's trip home with the Larry O'Brien championship trophy. And I thought that was pretty sweet, showing families, the little kids posing with the trophy, looking so super, super excited. Cool. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can always slide me an email at americatonight.net. Yo, yo, make it count.
Very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.